Greetings, friends and radio listeners. It's time once again for the R.G. Hardy broadcast. And we're inviting you to stay tuned today to a very special broadcast as we'll be joining Brother Hardy in just a moment as he is preaching a very dynamic message under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit entitled Heirs of God. We know in the Word of God that it has proclaimed that if we are sons of God and children of God, then we are also heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And God wants us to know what belongs to us as His children and what our inheritance is, that we might partake of all the many blessings and benefits that belong to us as His children and as heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
I want to read to you a couple scriptures out of the 8th chapter of Romans. And the 16th verse, it says, the Spirit itself, or Himself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If you don't know you're saved, you're not saved. Because when you get saved, the Spirit of God will bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. Condemnation will roll away, and you'll find yourself in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. That old guilt and that load and that burden will roll away. The Spirit bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. And if children, then an heir of God. My, isn't that a wonderful verse and a wonderful promise? An heir of God. Everything that God has, it belongs to you and I. Do you believe that? If I am the heir of my Father, everything that my Father has belongs to me. Isn't that so? If I have a father in the natural that has $1 million or whatever figure you want to make it, or houses and land, and He makes me His heir, then it passes on to me. I've got a heavenly Father. You've got a heavenly Father that owns everything. The Bible declares the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all there is therein. God's Word says, all the silver is mine and all the gold is mine. He's got all wisdom. These things are going to pass on to you and to me. How many say amen? If we continue on, to know, we shall know the Lord. Isn't that right? And all of these things of God, they're going to be in our lives and come to pass, and we're going to receive them if we'll let God lead and guide us into all truth. How many say amen? We are heirs of God. Now listen, when a little baby is born, when a son is born, maybe to Ford or DuPont or another of the millionaire, and he is his father's heir, and everything that his father belongs will pass to him. As long as he's a little baby, he don't know what he possesses. I said that little baby can be in the crib, and his father could be a billionaire, and he be the heir, and he could be the heir of billions, but he doesn't know. A lot of God's people don't know that they are the heirs of the Almighty God, and everything that God has belongs to them. They're still babies. God wants us to grow up and come full of age. As long as you're afraid of the devil, you're still a baby in God and in Christ. As long as you're suffering need, you're still a baby in Jesus. Oh, I know you're an heir of God, but you don't know what really belongs to you. Just like that baby in there, you don't realize that you're an heir of billions. You're just like that little baby. You don't realize that you're an heir of the Almighty God, and He owns everything, and everything is going to pass to you. That little baby doesn't realize that he owns the Ford Motor Company. He doesn't realize he owns money, houses, and land. He's just a little baby. I know he's been born into the Ford family, but he doesn't realize what belongs to him. I know a lot of God's people have been born into the family, but they don't realize what belongs to them. Just like a little baby helpless because they don't know what belongs to them. Isn't that so? Oh, God. God only not only wants us to know that we're His heirs, but He wants us to come to the knowledge of the next phase of that verse is we are joint heirs with Christ. I said we're not only heirs of God, but we're not a half partner. We're not a junior heir. We're an equal heir. We're on the same standing and status of Jesus. I don't know whether I can let you know what God has revealed to me, but I trust He'll quicken this little old tongue and let you see the truth. God has elevated us since we've been born into the family. Since we have become His heirs, God has elevated us and has the standing that He wants us to take as a joint heir with Jesus Christ, as an equal heir. Say, what do you mean, Brother Hardy? When a man and a woman goes down to a bank and opens up a joint bank account, they both can put in and they both can take out. It belongs to one. It belongs to both. They both can draw on the resources deposited in the bank. Well, God Almighty said, Jesus, you're my heir, and I'm going to give you some brethren. I'm going to have me some more sons, some more children. Isn't that right? And I'm going to make them an heir with you, Jesus. I've give you everything. In Matthew 28, 18 and 19, Jesus stood up before His brethren and said, all power is given me in heaven and in earth. God gave Jesus all power. Then He stated in Matthew 28, 18, He said, Jesus said, now I'm the heir of the Father, and the Father's got all power. He is omnipotence, and He has given me all power. Do you believe that? In John 3:33 and 3:35 and thereabouts, the Holy Ghost calls John the Beloved to preach and say, the Father loveth the Son and has given all things into His hands. Everything that God possessed, He took and gave it into the hands of Jesus. Isn't that right? Everything in this world and in the world to come, He has given it to His heir, His Son Jesus. And Jesus demonstrated it when He walked the shores of the earth. He said, I've got my Father's omnipotence. I've got His all power. And He began to open up blinded eyes, cast out devils, unstop the deaf ears, cause the lame to leap like a hart. He was the heir of the miraculous supernatural omnipotence of the miraculous supernatural Father God. He demonstrated it. All power in heaven and earth was given to Him. The Father said, here, it's yours. I'm all power, but I'm giving it to you. You can use it any way you want to heal the sick and to deliver. He could walk on the waters. He could multiply the bread and the fishes. And when there was a need, He could cause the fish to spit up money. Isn't that right? He went through this life having all of His needs supplied, but also coming into full heirship, drawing from everything of Almighty God and supplying the needs of mankind in His day and His generation. Can you say amen? Do you believe that? Why, we all believe that Jesus have the fullness of God. How many say amen? We believe that Jesus, the Son of God, the heir of God, He had all the power of God. The Bible said in Colossians and Ephesians, in Him are hid all the treasures and wisdom of God. He said that He is the power of God. Jesus said, now I am the way and the truth and the life. I'm the bread of life. Isn't that right? He began to say, I'm just everything because I have received this from my Father as His heir. And He demonstrated it. Isn't that so? And God said, listen to this, that He wanted us to be a kind of first fruits of His creature. He wanted to make us just like Jesus. Bring us into the family, not as a junior heir, but an equal heir with Jesus. How many say amen? He wanted to bring us into the family until with Jesus we would possess all of the power of God, all of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, till we act like Jesus act, because we have grown up. We are no more babies tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and cunning craftiness and the sleight of men whereby they lie and wait to deceive, but we have grown up into Him in all things. How many say amen? We have grown up and took our standing, took our place as the sons of God, as the very heirs of God, but as the equal, the co, the joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, to take our place in God's kingdom and God's church. How many say amen? Do you believe this? God wants us to grow up and take our place in the church and in this world as the equal heirs of Jesus, or with Jesus, to be an heir just like Jesus was an heir. Joint means one for Jesus, one for you. One for Jesus, one for you. One for Jesus, one for you. How many say amen? The same anointing Jesus had, you can have the same anointing. The same wisdom Jesus had, you can have the same wisdom. The same power Jesus had, God wants to give you the same power. We can have the same mind that Christ had, because he said in Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus the Lord. How many say amen? We can have the mind of Christ. And remember, Christ was filled with all the wisdom and the knowledge of God. We can have revelation. We can have the wisdom of God. We can have the knowledge of God. That's why the first two gifts of the Spirit, the first two endowments of the spirits, they should be not called gifts but enablements. The first two enablements of the Spirit is the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, to give us the same mind that Christ possessed. I feel pretty good. I feel like running about now. How many say amen? I'm kind of feel like shouting. I'm shouting because I'm a son of God and I know what it means.
Amen. And what an inspiring message by my father, Brother Hardy, heirs of God. Truly, it is important for we as Christians to understand and comprehend our full inheritance as children of God, because the scriptures tell us that we're not only heirs of God, but we're joint or equal heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to know exactly what our inheritance is, because Jesus has been made our sanctification, our redemption, our righteousness, and now we are partakers of the divine nature of God through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We would like you to have a copy of this message, Heirs of God. It is available in both CD and cassette, and we'll be happy to send it to you upon request. And when you order this sermon, Heirs of God, we will send you the bonus sermon by Brother Hardy, A Christian Adoption. Because now that we've been begotten again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, we have been adopted into the family of God with all its rights and privileges. The Word of God tells us God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son in our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, actually, the term Abba, Father is very intimate. It's an endearing term. It would be equivalent to our saying, Dear Daddy. And that's the kind of relationship that we can have with our Heavenly Father. So we'd like to send you both of these sermons, Heirs of God and The Christian Adoption. You can receive them on two audio cassettes for your love gift for at least $10, or two CDs for your love gift of at least $15. Please request the Heirs of God series. Send your love gift to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or go online at rghardy.org. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.